We are now up to 9 videos from the Center for Medical Progress, which continue to shine a light on the actions by Planned Parenthood concerning those selling of body parts from aborted babies. Along with this fact, Pope Francis is now instructing the Catholic Church for at least the next year to offer forgiveness and absolution to women who have had abortions. There are actually some, by the way, in Vatican leadership who are publicly hinting this edict may become an ongoing papal policy. Here to discuss these matters is the National Director of Priests for Life, Father Frank Pavone. Good morning, Father.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And the website is priestsforlife.org. We, of course, have that link over at our website. And, you know, going back to the as I said, 9 videos so far regarding Planned Parenthood, it's frustrating and still amusing how Planned Parenthood continues to hold on to their line of, well, it's a donating of fetal tissue, yet when you watch the videos, they're talking about extraction, the maintaining of the whole of the unborn baby, and extraction processes, success in using, and they use the term organs. So, you know, who are they trying to fool, Father?
That's right. It's a good question. Whom are they trying to fool? They've been at this for a long time because, you know, Priests for Life and I personally have been involved in the investigation of Planned Parenthood, and actually going back over 15 years ago, we helped to expose their sale of body parts. So they've been doing this for a long time, and yet they still continue. They're very, very good at deceiving the public. I mean, when you think about it, even the name Planned Parenthood, what they do has nothing to do with parenthood. It has to do with rejecting parenthood. And yet they make people think that they do such good work that one of the effects of these videos that are coming out is that, you know, many of the American people didn't even realize that Planned Parenthood was in the abortion business to begin with. I mean, the ignorance is that high. And so, therefore, you know, we're just starting now this process of unmasking them for who they really are.
Well, here's the curse of the over $500 million in federal money that Planned Parenthood receives. That's taxpayer money for you listening, by the way. That's your money. Oh, by the way, they have to publicly disclose what they use the money for as part of the federal rules, laws, and regulations. So Planned Parenthood's own admission, 94% of their services are abortion-related, 4.5% for health screenings like cervical cancer, 0.5% is spent on adoption programs.
You know, isn't it amazing? And you know, the thing, too, about what they try to do, and we see this in Obamacare, and we see this also now in the disputes with Planned Parenthood, is that they'll say, you know, there's really no money allowed to come in for abortion. But if I'm doing Project A and Project B, and I'm in the same organization, and you tell me you're not going to send me money for Project B, but you send it for Project A, well, then that frees up more money for me to put into Project B. I mean, it's as simple as that. And you know, they're trying to, deceive the public as to what is really going on here. They're the largest abortion business in the world. And as you said, our money is paying for what they're doing at $1.5 million a day of our taxpayer money. That's why no matter what people might think about these videos, the question has been sufficiently raised: should their practices not be investigated? Because they can be breaking some serious federal laws here. And if our money is going to them, well, then we have a right to know whether they're obeying the law or not.
Yeah, the convenience of overlooking laws seems to be applicable here because there's no interpretation. It's against the law to traffic in body parts.
That's right. That's right. And the videos make it very clear that they are selling these parts. This is not just a reimbursement for fees that they incur in making the parts available. They're haggling over prices in these conversations. So there's no way to spin that. And that's why it's so important that the congressional hearings take place, as well as the investigations in various states that have now been launched. And any person of goodwill has to be of the mind that, well, of course, you know, they should cooperate with these investigations, because if they have nothing to hide and if they're not breaking any laws, then they shouldn't hesitate to share their information and answer any questions that are being asked.
So Father Frank Pavone, who is the National Director of Priests for Life, priestsforlife.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I should make mention, too, that led by State Senator Steve Orho, as well as Sussex County Freeholder Gail Phoebus, there is an ongoing development for a call for New Jersey legislature to order a defunding of New Jersey chapters of Planned Parenthood. So there, if not the federal government, Father, certainly state by state, we're seeing a strong reaction to this, to these revelations.
Well, that's right, exactly, and as it should be, and people should not hesitate to communicate with their state elected officials on this topic, and let your views be known, let them be heard, and let's take action together so that we can set things right here. We've had so much dealing through Priests for Life with the abortion industry. One of the things we do is we work with former abortionists, and they are just constant in telling us about the activities that go on there. And it's not just that, people object to abortion. Most people do object to abortion, especially in the later stages of pregnancy. But these clinics are breaking so many laws. There's so much malpractice. There's insurance fraud. There's sexual abuse going on. And of course, now, the sale of the body parts is becoming more and more evident. But people should understand that's just the tip of the iceberg. Because as I always say, you can't practice vice virtuously. So if you're killing babies, you're going to be doing a lot of other wrong things as well. And that's what's coming out.
And unfortunately, the courts facilitate a lot of what Planned Parenthood does in violations of civil rights of those who want to protest. I mean, how often have we heard stories where people's First Amendment rights are either limited or even restricted for anyone who wants to protest around near a Planned Parenthood facility?
And that's right. And that's pure political motivation because, nobody can, look at the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, or previous decisions in the history of our court system and deny the fact that speech is protected in this country precisely because some of that speech is going to offend some of the people who hear it. And just because people are offended by speech doesn't give them the right to silence the speaker or to silence the protester. And the history of the pro-life movement in America has been, one long story of battle after battle to preserve that right to protest and to speak. And overall, we have been very victorious in that. We just have to make sure we keep fighting and I always say to pro-life activists, the best way to protect your First Amendment rights is to exercise them without fear. And so when you hear about a protest, a march, a rally, take part in it. Because unless we exercise those rights, that we risk losing them.
Yes, activity and believing and walking in your faith and your beliefs require a lot more than clicking the like icon on a Facebook page, for example. We're joined this morning with Father Frank Pavone from Priests for Life. He is the national director. PriestsForLife.org is their website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I mentioned, too, in the intro, Father, that Pope Francis has offered for the next year forgiveness, absolution, whichever term you choose to apply, to women who have had abortion. And there are those in the pro-abortion community who are looking at this as a carte blanche, sort of overlooking the fact that, well, with absolution, there also comes with it the requirement of repentance.
Well, there wouldn't be any absolution if there weren't first a sin. And there wouldn't be any forgiveness if there isn't first repentance. So the pro-abortion side of this whole debate always tries to spin things to make it look like the church is approving of abortion or softening its stance on abortion. This action of the Holy Father has nothing to do with softening the stance at all. This is part of the upcoming Year of Mercy that the church has proclaimed. It starts in December and goes until next November. And the Pope is trying to say, listen, priests have always been able to forgive the sin of abortion, but in certain places in the world, and this is not really familiar to us here in the United States, but certain places of the world, the priest has to get extra authorization from his bishop. And what the Pope is saying is, no, I want to make it easier than that. I want to make it simpler. I want to make it very clear that we who oppose abortion do not oppose those who have abortions. Those who have abortions, we want to embrace them with the mercy, the peace, and the forgiveness of Christ. But that always is contingent on the person recognizing that what they've done is wrong and then turning away from it. In the letter that the Pope issued about this point, he made it clear that abortion is profoundly unjust. And those are the words that he used. And at this, we can at the same time acknowledge the seriousness of the sin and the greatness of God's mercy.
Yes, the church is not changing the view that abortion is a moral evil, and I think people have to understand, too, that the Pope can't stand, this is my understanding at least, the Pope can't just stand up and issue, Obama-like executive orders, there's an effect, a papal constitution that all parties have to adhere to.
Well, that's a very good way of putting it because, the Pope is, as he has often said, he said, I am a son of the church, too. The Pope doesn't, we don't believe that the Pope is some kind of oracle. In other words, that he's just not operating in a vacuum. No, he operates in a context, and that context is that of established church teaching. We find in the Catechism, for instance, the documents of the Second Vatican Council. What Pope Francis does and says each day is always in the context of this broader body of teachings that the church is committed to. And when it comes to the teaching on abortion, the church has already indicated very clearly in the Catechism and in other documents that the teaching is unchangeable. So the Pope isn't even able, he doesn't even have the authority to get up and say, hey, folks, it's okay if you have an abortion. It's never okay, and it's an unchangeable teaching.
We'll be joined this morning by the National Director of Priests for Life, Father Frank Pavone. Father, thanks so much for the work that you do to help us realize the value of life of all stages, all ages, for what we are mandated to do and our own efforts to preserve and protect every life. And thanks for being here this morning.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.